Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are in the at the Northern White House right now. Is that fair where you're at?
Sure. Yeah, you can call it that. Yeah.
The Northern White House. You've been up there since Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Percentage of time you have been sober since you arrived in that area?
Like 85% of the time.
Dave, you got to buy that one?
Seems a little steep.
Okay. Percent of time when you weren't sleeping that you have been sober up there?
90% of the time.
Oh, my gosh. Who are you? Who are
Don't perpetuate things.
Oh, is this because one person sent a text to you early in the
yes.
day? Okay. I mean, one person sent a text, hey, maybe if you weren't drunk all the time, yeah. your music taste would be better.
Yes.
What a nice text that yeah. is.
Welcome back. Welcome back to CCL.
We really missed you.
His music tastes are bad because he's high all the time. Not
yeah,
drunk.
That's true. I should have mentioned that. On any substance. What kind of lowlife pays big money to see a karaoke singer at a big venue?
Yeah, you're desperate for
the truth? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This guy paid big money to see the karaoke singer, Dave, who replaced What's-His-Face with Journey.
Wait a minute. That's not true. I've never paid to see Journey.
You said you saw Journey.
Yeah, but it was a free ticket. I didn't pay to go see it.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
No, I wouldn't pay to go see that.
So
he's a man of great musicianship. The singer doesn't matter to him. He's watching the bass player.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you feel about that free ticket? I mean, did that bother you at all? Or
not at all. No, yeah. I enjoyed the show, but he was a karaoke singer.
Yeah. Did you get it from here?
No, it was a friend of mine.
Yeah. Did you write it off on your taxes?
I did not, no.
Yeah. Dave, do you think he should have?
Write it off. I'm just going to write it off.
Put that on his taxes.
I'm not sure the amount is high enough for them to care.
Yes. Among the texts, you've committed some awful act, and it's the chair for you.
Yeah.
It's over. What is your final meal?
Jeez. Do I have to have the chair, or can I pick?
Okay, yeah, that's a spin-off question. If you have to go, which way are you going?
I mean, instinctually, I want to say like Lethal Injections, but they've botched
so
many times.
That's the
probably
worst.
Firing squad. It's probably the way to go.
Is that because you'd like the visibility? You know,
yeah,
you'd like the TV coverage.
Yes, put it on TV.
How about you, Dave? If you got to go, it's not a heart attack. Mm-mm.
I think I'd ride the lightning.
Ride the lightning. Oh, my God. It's certainly not drowning, as we said before.
No.
God, who are these fools? Be peaceful. You're out there in the water. Okay. Give me that garden hose. When it's going down your throat, you tell me when it's peaceful.
Yeah.
Not peaceful. Okay, so it's your final meal.
Final meal. Oh,
yeah.
Boy. I just don't think you're able to enjoy it, so I don't think it really matters what you're going to pick, because you're not going to sit there and, boy, I'm really enjoying this steak with a great bottle of wine.
Yes.
You know, best ever. That's the best one ever. All right, what are we doing next?
Yeah. Hey, I forgot. What are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know what? If you could pull that off. You're a tremendous compartmentalizer.
Yes.
Right.
or complain about the meal. Like, you know, it just wasn't doing it for me.
Okay, how about this one? Dessert. Mm. You can have one dessert. And it's not even the – it's just tonight Jen surprises you in the Northern White House and brings the perfect dessert for you, prepared exactly how you want. What is that?
I just ice cream. I just like ice cream so much, but it makes me feel like crap after I eat it. So in that case, if you're being put to death after, you don't matter. So it doesn't matter anymore. So, yeah, give me the ice cream.
Dave, his favorite dessert makes him feel like crap. How can this be his favorite dessert? Help me out.
Well, you could certainly enjoy the taste that much that you don't care how you feel the next day.
That's it. I mean, we had some up here. The chocolate ox was still open because it was still warm.
Oh, okay.
And I had the ice cream.
What'd you have?
I forget that they call it.
It wasn't that mint crap that you like, was it?
No, I like that. But no, this one has a little like salted caramel with cashews in it.
Oh.
It was really good. But yeah, I had too much of it and I felt just like garbage after eating it.
Hmm. I think ice cream's slightly overrated.
Oh, no way.
Dave, what do you think about that? Slightly overrated.
Ice cream is absolutely properly rated as a dynamite dessert.
Among the textures, oysters for the last meal, die from a Viagra overdose. Thank you, John. I mean, as long as you're able to participate, you know, before, I don't think you're getting ready to have sex, and that's when the Viagra overdose happens, right? You need to have it. Tiramisu, someone says. Ugh.
From where, though? Read from where it is. You don't like tiramisu? Tiramisu is good.
No. Yeah.
From Merkin Vineyards. There really is a vineyard. Do you know what a Merkin is?
I do. Okay. You want to go ahead and explain?
It's a toupee for a different part of the body where toupees normally go. Jen's, by the way, she reminded me, of course, her French silk pie, and I'm not really a French silk pie guy, but she's perfected it.
Wow, what praise that is. You know, I really don't like this.
No, I mean, I don't like the average version, but she's made it such that it's not so, you know, problem with French silk pie, it can be very rich and overwhelming.
Yeah.
But she's made it so it's nice and subtle.
What's the point of French silk pie?
Who are you? Honestly, what has happened to you? That's why you have French silk pie.
I want it dry and, you know, I mean, get rid of the chocolate.
And also, little flavor.
Lighten up on the chocolate, would you? I mean,
straight crust for me.
You know, in fact, get the whipped cream out of there, too. I don't want any of that either. Oh, in fact, just in the tin. I love French silk pie. Dave, where do you stand on French silk pie?
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, my God. That is. Tell Jen anytime she wants to. Provide some French silk pie, I'm in. Adam, among the texts, I'm curious to know if you have a favorite vegetable. How curious do you think this person really is, too?
Well, how often do they think about it, catch themselves thinking about that during the day? Oh, boy. I used to be like an asparagus guy, but I've come around. Broccoli is fantastic, too, when prepared right.
I love them both. We're going to have peas tonight. I don't have peas that often.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on peas?
I don't mind peas.
Yeah.
I like peas.
How do you prepare your peas?
It's been a while. Usually it's just the bird song, frozen peas, you know?
Yeah. These are the fresh ones.
Yep.
Maybe a little sauteing.
Sure.
You know? Loaded up with butter, so just to defeat any aspect of the health right there. All right. Excellent questions. Let's go to Greg. 651-461-9226. This is not meant to be serious in any way. Greg, go ahead.
Oh, we're serious. Hey, Adam, you're a royal, aren't you? You talked to the Queen often.
Sure.
What's the likelihood the Prince of Norway, who's just visited, gets you in the regime of Norway?
That's a great question. I'm 36% Norwegian. I think we can make some connection there. I don't know if I'm part of the regal line of Norwegians, but I'm willing to be a participant in it.
You're a giver.
I am.
Right? Greg, could you help in any way?
Well, not really. I'm only 50% Norwegian, so.
Thank you, Greg. All right, a number of texts coming in. Keep them coming. Ask Adam anything. Is it possible that you're just going to stay where you're at and not come home?
No, as soon as this segment is over, I'm in the car heading home.
Well, I appreciate you sticking around for the mic level quality. Yeah. Very, very nice. And I don't appreciate you not participating in some of our hijinks with text last night.
I was long gone, my friend. You know me.
that's what I figured.
But yes, my TikTok is consumed with former presidents doing crazy things.
Let's talk about that because this is where we're too similar. What did you think about? Well, we'll talk about it, including someone winning this swimming race in dominating fashion. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, would you like to explain the bumper music theme to Mr. Carter?
Yesterday was the second in about 6 days that Chad did not ask about the day's bumper theme. And so I got a very upset phone call from bumper theme itself on my way home yesterday. Bumper theme in tears, thinking the relationship might be over. So we have songs about rocky relationships today.
Wow, just totally ghosted.
I apologized. Wow. Even before Dave pointed it out, right?
Yes.
But I should have asked about it, and then there'd be no apology necessary. Okay, I don't know how this started, and it's just a reminder how similar we are. I now have, at times, Ronald Reagan talking smack to Jack Kennedy.
Yeah.
In a wrestling match, I have Jesus Christ walking on water, winning a swimming race. Yeah. I have George Washington winning a game for the Mets. It's just mainly presidents, but it's also historical figures participating in sporting events, and it makes me laugh every single time.
Yes, and I also have I've got Elvis Presley doing household work and improving the lives of others. I've got that one. And there's a Mr. Rogers one now.
Yes.
The Mr. Rogers that are very funny.
Yes.
Funny and also frightening because they're
so
realistic.
So real. Yeah.
We're doomed.
I have Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah. Crash out. The crash outs.
Yes. Hit a number of. Back to the text here. Adam, will you attend a Twins game in the next 3 years?
Yes, I will.
Adam, sounds like you have lactose intolerance. Try some lactate chewable tablets, and that might help you out. That's from Andy with an I.
Will do.
Yeah. Adam and Chad, I think that's my name. Wrong segment, underrated. Deep fried cauliflower.
Mm. I mean, you deep fry anything. Cauliflower to me is still, like, I do enjoy the cauliflower crust.
Yeah.
But cauliflower, it's tough to come around to cauliflower.
Our friend Lindsay Gensel, for a while at lindsaygensel.com, she had recipes listed. I don't know if she still does, but she has a tremendous cauliflower where it's got some crust about it and you bake it. Oh, it's phenomenal. Tell me a vegetable that you want no part of. I'll go first. Spinach. Ugh.
Yeah, spinach is tough. Are mushrooms vegetables?
They have to be, right?
Yeah, I cannot do mushrooms in any way, shape, or form.
Dave, what do you have? Vegetable that Dave Harrigan wants no part of.
Asparagus is near the top of the list.
Really?
By the way, mushrooms are not a vegetable. They are a fungi. That's a separate thing. Also not a big fan of cucumbers. If they're chopped up and in something, I can do it. But let's just grab a cucumber or a pickle. Ugh.
Wait a second. Gross. Wait a second. Just how often do people just grab a cucumber and eat that on their own?
Cucumber slices. We give those to the kids all the time. They love it.
And vinegar. That's good.
I think you should lose your children. You give cucumber slices to your kids all the time?
Yes, they love them.
Adam, are you willing to take one of the girls? I'll take the other.
No, nothing wrong with cucumber slices.
Well, I think. I mean, how often? Like three times a day? You're just feeding them cucumbers?
That's all we let them eat.
That's it. Adam, what is your prediction on who will be the first to score a goal for the Wild? How about that one?
Oh, geez.
We might have some action, and Diamond Joe is right there.
Marion Gaborik, how about that?
Yeah.
Does he still play?
How about the fact that the best player in the league by far looked at Kirill's contract and said, I'm going to sign an extension for 2 years at $12.5 million.
Yeah. Shocking.
Connor McDavid. Now, he's had a big salary already. Now, Kirill's other one was it 5 for $45? So it's not like, he's looking for help from Sharon and Karen Hands or anything. But that is absolutely stunning. I wonder what the NHL Players Union thought of that, because they're always pushing players.
Yeah.
Push it. And here you have that guy. If you're Edmonton, you had to like part of it and hate part of it, right? Where you like it, saying, wow, we can add more players now. Mm-hmm. You hate it because...
2 year deal.
Because he's already got one left, but you're back in the same boat. That's a bit ominous, to say the least. Adam, would you be able to call the Jackson 5 of all the members replaced by a guy named Tom, and there are only four of them?
Yes. Tom, and Tom.
Yeah. Do we have anybody other than George Foreman who did that? Just named all their kids after themselves.
I don't know.
Would you want that?
No. I need a variety of the spice of life, I'm told.
I'm also told, because I follow the Instagram of you and your mom, it was Siggy's birthday yesterday, right?
Yesterday, yep, 15.
Okay.
Yep.
Speak about how much you love your daughter.
So much that I went out of town. Not only for this, I thought you were going to give me grief again because I was out of town for Morgan's.
I was going there. I was waiting because this is the second time in the last 5-6 years where one of your daughters had a birthday and you went, where can we go, Jen? We got to get anywhere but in town.
Yeah.
You know?
No, she's wonderful. Great kid. And she's going to see her play some volleyball tonight. So very excited about that.
Fantastic.
Yep.
I love you. Thanks for hanging out. You and Jen drive safe, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you.
Adam Carter here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.